So many of us are relying heavily on these rapid tests for COVID. When I came back from Las Vegas, I quarantined for 3 days because obviously, when you're hanging out with tens of thousands of people from around the world, it's the smart thing to do to protect your family, especially our grandkids. And then I took a rapid test that came up negative, and I was symptom free. But my good friend Devin Skillian, who ended up testing positive, took three rapid tests. All of them negative after he began to develop mild symptoms. He had a PCR test that was negative. And finally, with the fourth rapid test, he got a positive, all of it calling into question whether or not these rapid antigen tests are really all they're cracked up to be when it comes to detecting Omicron. Justin Simmons is the CEO and founder of MyLabs Direct, a testing company that's been on the front line of the war on COVID since the very beginning, and we welcome him to the Paul W. Smith Show to give us some insight into this. Justin, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing this morning?
Doing very well, thank you. And everybody's healthy, which, every day we give thanks for that. But I think there is just this growing skepticism. I mean, we rely so heavily on these rapid tests because the time for getting results back on the PCRs is, in some days, 8 to 10 days. So we really
Absolutely.
rely heavily on these tests. Are they doing the job that we have hoped that they would do?
Well, there's certainly been a scrutinizing light shined on the rapid antigen testing, which, going into this Omicron variant, wasn't as much the case. We, I think, relied heavily on PCR, but now with the strain of volume and the number of people trying to get tested, it just has, taken second seat to the rapid test. We, as a laboratory ourselves, really subscribe to running as much PCR as we possibly can. Rapid tests, the jury's still kind of out on this. We're seeing some varying results. We do offer these tests from time to time. People that will come in and tests that are, in most cases, asymptomatic, we're not getting those positives. And then you'll see that, as you mentioned in your case, we'll see the positive maybe pop up later. Seen a number of instances where a positive will be detected, nearly 10 minutes after we've run the test. So if you leave that test sitting there, you might start to see that pink line develop. So I think there's still some more work that needs to be done here.
So help me understand, is this a failure of the test per se, or could it be that all of us, once we develop maybe mild symptoms out of abundant concern for our family, our friends, and ourselves, we're taking these tests before we've had the interval where it will show up in our nasal cavity? Is it possible we're just taking these tests too early?
It could be, so we I would recommend to anybody, as I do when someone comes to a testing site, is for the rapid antigen tests to be, more effective, you probably need to have a higher viral load, which is evidenced by, symptoms. So a PCR test, being far more sensitive, is going to detect viral proteins or viral RNA, whereas this is just a detecting protein. So we've had a number of studied a different of number of different applications, one being in the throat, in the nose. We've even gone as far as having people cough up mucus and then put that on the swab, and that seems to be working a little more effectively with some of these cases where someone is still symptomatic but showing negative. Trying different methods of application seems to be working as well.
Okay. We've been talking basically about anecdotal evidence that they may not be working, whether it's my friend from Local 4, Devin Skillian. There are others that I'm aware of that have had similar frustrations. Has this been borne out by tests when the FDA has looked at the ability of these rapid antigen tests, either from Abbott or others? What did they find?
Yeah, I mean, that I can't answer. I think that enough science has been invested into it at this point by the government and otherwise. But there again, we're also working against timelines and constraints in manufacturing and supply chain factors. And so I think launching into this as effectively as we can. I think, again, like I said at the outset, the jury's out on whether or not these rapid antigen tests are really the answer. I think a combination of rapid antigen with a PCR test is probably the best answer, but Sometimes that's really just not possible given the constraints again and the volume that we're seeing in these labs right now.
So what is the guidance for folks at home that maybe have had a close contact or maybe they're feeling some mild symptoms? We know that this week is the week that we're going to be able to order these at-home tests from the federal government. We don't expect them to arrive until next week or perhaps the week after. Understanding that those tests may not be coming and that the PCR tests that are out there, that the period between the test and the results seems to be lengthening, what are we to do?
You know, conserving them and rationing them to the point that you, I think, start to have symptoms. But there again, that's challenging. Waiting until you have symptoms and then you're around people, you're exposing, other people to the virus. The best course of action, I don't know that there's really a direct answer other than to say save those until you start to feel symptomatic, because I'm afraid that unless there's a high viral load and you're infectious, these tests aren't quite as accurate as we're hoping they will be. And then it's, I think, finding and locating resources, laboratory resources, where you can reflex that test against a PCR would be the best advice. But again, this is a challenge that we're all faced with at this time.
Right. Well, in the meantime, and I can applaud the Biden administration, and maybe better late than never would be the reaction there, but at least they're getting these at-home tests to people eventually. But in the meantime, we need to boost our capacity to more rapidly process these PCR tests, because it's driving people crazy, and many times they're out of the quarantine period by the time they get the positive confirmation, and that helps no one, Justin.
You're right. It's, you know, there's a lot of factors that play into that. You know, as a laboratory, we're having to, with what testing sites we operate, we're having to limit the number of PCR tests that we'll take in simply
right.
by virtue of, you know, but there's a number of things like consumables and pipette tips and things that are being crunched by the supply chain.
I think that's a
real story, like what's happening. Where are we bottlenecking on these supplies? And that would help us get greater throughput. Is it the labor force not offloading ships, you know, getting stuff to us or what?
Right. But, yeah, it is really much more complicated than it looks. Justin, thank you so much. We appreciate the work at MyLabs Direct. We'll be back.